Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Galatians, chapter 5 and verse 15. It says, the C version I'll read to you. It says, if you keep attacking each other, you will destroy yourselves. Pretty interesting. My dear brothers and sisters, every meaningful relationship is bound to face challenges. When we understand this, we are better prepared to handle them in healthy ways. First and foremost, problems are inevitable, normal, and potentially helpful, right? Why I say these three words? Because inevitable, because relationships involve people who are different in personality, different in background, and have different perspectives. Normal, because even the strongest bonds experience seasons of tension. Thirdly, is helpful, because when problems are managed well, they can deepen trust and strengthen the relationship. The second important thing that I would like to talk with you is common problem-solving styles, all right? And there are a few styles that I want to share with you. Number one is avoidance style. That means the don't rock the boat approach. Such people bury their feelings, but unresolved issues eventually resurface, leading to frustration, resentment, or sudden outbursts. This weakens the relationship instead of healing it. And that is why Jesus calls us to be, to confront a problem rather to be in a place of peacekeeping, right? If not dealing with it. Number two is attack style. The strike first approach. These people confront with aggression, aiming to win rather than resolve. See? But hostility only causes deeper wounds, and as scripture warns, constant attacking will destroy the bond. So, deal a situation wisely with the help of the Holy Spirit. Thirdly is approach or assertive style, the healthy way. These people value the relationship above being right. They deal with issues honestly, yet respectfully, focusing on solutions instead of blame. They work with the other person rather than against them, which brings growth and stronger connection. Now, you may ask me a question, Pastor, how can we apply this word to our personal lives? I would encourage you with a few pointers. Before reacting, pause and ask, am I avoiding attacking or approaching this issue? Secondly, choose conversations over confrontations. Seek to understand before being understood. Thirdly, make it your goal to strengthen the relationship, not to win an argument, right? Next is replace blame with collaboration. How can we solve this together is a good question to ask. And lastly, remember that healthy conflict can be a doorway to deeper trust and love. So we need to learn the art of conflict resolution and also simultaneously learn the art of communication. And that all comes with, you know, learning, coaching, you know, mentoring, learning through the Word of God, asking the Spirit's help and confiding in your loved ones to make that happen. Amen? Let's pray. Abba Father, we want to say thank you because you are a God of relationships. You're a God of families. Abba Father, we thank you that you have given us the gift of relationships and help us to value those relationships. Teach us, O Lord God Almighty, to handle conflicts with the wisdom of God and with the grace of Jesus. Help us to resist the urge to avoid or attack, and instead choose to approach others with patience, understanding, and love. Abba Father, I pray the Lord may our words bring healing and not harm. And may our actions reflect your peace. Abba Father, I pray, strengthen our relationships so they honor you and build others up. Father, that Lord, you will be alone glorified. Give us the grace of God, including, O Lord, in our marital relationship, in our family relationships, in our friendly relationships with people outside. O Lord God Almighty, in our community of believers, give us that grace in the name of the Lord. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs and businesses, running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from any and every appearance of evil. Abba Father, I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I speak healing into their bodies. I speak health and strength and vigor and vitality to prevail in them, that the name of Jehovah will be alone glorified, because you are our Rapha, our healer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day, a fantabulous weekend ahead. And I remind you to go to church and fellowship with the saints and worship Yeshua together. God bless you, and bye for now.